The Art of Storytelling.
Well, hello, Doug Stevenson speaking to you from sunny Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of the Peak View Studio, the international headquarters of Story Theater International. Oh my goodness, it's so gorgeous out here today. Now, many of you have probably never been to Colorado Springs, so I tell you what I want you to do. Sometime when you have a chance, go to my website, go to the storytheater.net website, and just take a look at the banner on the top of the website, and you're going to see a photo of a mountaintop with some snow on it. Well, that's Pike's Peak. And that photo was taken off of the back deck of my house. So if you're ever interested in coming to a Story Theater retreat, that's the view you have off of the back of my house. And that's why we call it the Peak View Studio. So that's where I do all of my Story Theater retreats, unless I'm in the UK, in London, in Ireland, in Australia, in Singapore, somewhere else. And this is where we do all of our work. So welcome to the introduction to Story Theater. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the genesis of the Story Theater method, because people are constantly saying, Doug, how did you get started in this? How did you get into doing this? Well, started a long time ago. You see, I always wanted to be an actor. I never wanted to be a fireman. I never wanted to be a lawyer or a doctor or a teacher. I always wanted to be an actor. That just always seemed to make sense to me. I'd watch the Marx Brothers, or I'd watch the Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, you know, Road to Zanzibar movies, and I'd think, that's for me. That made sense to me. So I always wanted to be an actor, and I finally got my chance to act on that dream when I was 19 years old. I dropped out of college, and I started studying acting in Chicago, my hometown of Chicago. I was studying method acting, scene study, and along the way, I got to do some theater in Chicago. I got to do Merchant of Venice, my first Shakespeare play, my first of five. I got to do Dark of the Moon, a crazy play where I played a witch boy. And I also got to play Danny Zuko in the original Chicago premiere production of Grease. Well, after a couple of years in Chicago studying and doing some theater, I thought, you know what? Hollywood's calling. I mean, they weren't, but I felt like Hollywood was calling. And so at 22, I hitchhiked to Hollywood, and I spent 13 years in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, plying my
Sample complete. Ready to continue?